Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Rosh Beis in Oymer Mekudosh, Ve'edim in Eskabel, Nimtzu Devrayim Mechuvonim, like we said in the Mishnah before, and the Sanhedrin is ready to proceed. The Rosh Beis Din says Mekudosh, V'chol Ha'am Oynim Achrav Mekudosh Mekudosh. There's a din that the Rosh Beis Din has to say Mekudosh. You don't have this din by every other Psak Halacha. You have a Sanhedrin, a Bezin that paskins on a Chiv Misa or a Chiv Knas. There's a din Amira that he has to say. So the truth of it is, it's not so poshut if it's Deraisa or Derabonon. The Gemara Lamaisa says that it's learned out of a Pasuk. Moyadeh Hashem Ashetikru Oysom Mikroi Koidish. The Pasuk says Ashetikru Oysom Chazal Darshan Ashetikru Atem. You make it into Mekroi Kodesh. The Kedushas HaMoyadim and the Kedushas HaChadoshim is declared and created by Bezdin. The Rambam holds, L'chod is a din deraisa. The Ramban seems to say that no, it's a din derabon, that's a mamira, but they do have to decide. So let's say later on, the beginning of Perek Gimel, we're going to have a Mishnah where the Bezdin was Mekabel Deidis. V'lo hispiku loy ma'amekodesh. Does that mean the Amiru? Does that mean the Achlota would be told in this Machlok Sushan? Vinishvi the Tsuras Hadin, certainly the way it was done, either the Raisa or not, is that the Bezdin, the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudosh, Rosh Bezdin over here means that it was a decision jointly by the Sanhedrin, but it's the Rosh Bezdin who creates the Chalois of Mekudosh. That halacha is certainly not Ma'akiv. They say it twice. It was a ceremonial. Klal Yisrael is mekabel on itself that today is Rosh Chodesh. Again, where do we find that Klal Yisrael has to be maskim to a psak of the Sanhedrin? So here as well, we have a very fundamental medubur, and that is what happened if the only way to be mekadesh to Chodesh is only by having the Sanhedrin musmochim, the Sanhedrin agadol paskin. So what happens for the last 1,500 years? We haven't had a Bezdin, a Sanhedrin of Dayanim Smuchim, from the Tkufa of Abaye V'Rova. We discussed this in Maseches Beis extensively. An idea that comes up over and over again. In order to be Keveya, Rosh Chodesh, you need a Bezdin of Bezdin Smuchim. The Smicha that goes Midor Dor to Moshe Rabbeinu. The last Tkufa where we had that was towards the end of the Tkufa Samaron B'mei Abaye V'Rova. After that, after the Sanhedrin of Hillel Nasir, the last Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, there's no more until Mashiach. So what happened? So the Ramban describes in Sefer HaMitzvos that what happened was the Bezdin of Hillel Nasir got together and they realized that it was a Shas HaKosher. He doesn't bring down the exact story, but the details are fascinating. There was, after hundreds of years, with the emperors of Rome, together with the early Christians, Yimach Shemam, what we call V'la Malshinim, the Minim, that were in Eretz Yisrael, persecuted Klal Yisrael, they came to the throne of Rome, an emperor, it was called Julian the Apostate, that's what he's called, he was an apostate because he was Koifer in Christianity, and he wanted to take Rome back to the original religion. Vinishvi, he was antagonistic, and part of his antagonism to Christianity was that he was supportive of Yidden. The Gedolim that were left after a tkufa of relentless persecution of 100 years got together and they realized that this was a Shas HaKosher Hashgacha Pratis. They realized that it wouldn't last. That Be'etzim, the Golus, was darkening, not lightening. And because of that, they used the last tkufa, I think it was 16 months, till Julian the Apostate was killed in battle. And those 16 months, they made all the cheshbonis of all the calendrical cheshbonis that would be for all the melodos and all the ibiyars and everything for the next 1,500 years until the end of Shetalf and Shnut. You can find the calendar in the Torah. And with that, they were mekadish in advance the kiddush hachodesh of every single month for the next 1,500 years. That's the way the Ramban understands it. The Rambam would seem to be cholok on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the only ones who could create Mikoyach Bezdin, Mikoyach Sanhedrin, Kiddush HaChodesh, is only the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that the way it was done, what comes out, this is the way Reb Chaim explains, Al Pi D'Shita, the Rambam, based on the Ramban's kashas on the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and in the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, is that according to the Rambam, what happened is, in lieu of a Bezdin, since the system was fixed, he agreed to the Metzias that Hill and the Seal Beis Din made all the Cheshbonos, but not that they were Mekadosh. Can't be Mekadosh 1500 years in advance. What they did was, they established the calendar, and because that was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael is Mekabel that as the Kviyus HaYoreach, that itself creates Kedushas HaMayadim, that's when Rosh Chodesh every month is. We have a calendar, and it was made up for us 1500 years ago, by Hillel Nasir, and that's the calendar that all of Klal Yisrael is Mekabel. That itself creates the Elohim Moyadoy, Asher Tikra Yisam B'Moyadom. And because of that, it makes sense that part of the mitzvah is that the Rosh Bezdin, the Koyach HaSanhedrin, says Mekudosh V'chol Ha'om, since they're part of the mitzvah. That the Kviyus HaYorech, that Klal Yisrael is Mekabel on themselves, Mekoyach Sanhedrin, that's what makes that the Kviyus HaMayadim. They answer back, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, because they're part of the mitzvah. The Kviyus that's accepted by Klal Yisrael, that creates the Kiddush HaChodesh. Ben Shenir Bizmane, Ben Shaloy Nir Bizmane, the Mishnah says, it doesn't make a difference if it was the 30th day. There were only two options. The Rosh Chodesh should be the 30th or the 31st. It doesn't make a difference if it was the 30th. That's called Bizmane. Shaloim Nir Bizmane, that they didn't see the Levona the whole 30th. By process of elimination, Rosh Chodesh could only be the next day. It certainly wasn't the 32nd day. Still Mekadshin Oisei. They were Mekadish. Even though you don't need Bezdin to be Mekadish that today is Rosh Chodesh, the 31st. It can't be any other day. Still the halacha was that they were Mekadish. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik Oimim Loi Nir Bizmanoi Ein Mekadshin Oisei Shekvah Kitchum Shamayim. This is the Svara. The Svara is that you don't need Bezdin to be Mekadish when it is. It's clear, it's the 31st day. What does the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama holds that without the official declaration, it's not Miskadish. Now the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah doesn't bring it, the Gemara that has a Braisa, that there's a Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, a third Shita, that he holds that Bezin never says Mekudosh. He's chalak on the whole idea. It's Niskadish Me'elov. As soon as Bezin is Mekabel Eidus and they decide, you don't need the declaration. He learns it out from the fact that there's a Kiddush of Shnas HaYovel, V'Kiddashim V'Shnas HaChamishim. He learns it out in the Braisa that Shonim Atem Mekadosh V'Atem Mekadosh Chadoshim. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam, the Pirushim Mishnayis, it sounds that way from the Rav, brings this drasha biyachas to the Tana Vau Mishnah. And that's a pella, because Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik is only saying a difference between Nir Bizmane and Loi Nir Bizmane. In Loi Nir Bizmane, you don't even Kaddish. Shekva Kitshu Shamayim. What is he proving from Shonim Atem Mekadosh V'Atem Mekadosh? He does hold that if it was the 30th day that you were Mekadosh. So what you have to say is that the Mufarshim are busy with it. Tes Yomtim, Lacha Shloimah. There's a Or Sameach and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh about it. But L'chayr, the Tzugang has to be that he's learning out that the Mitzius of Rosh Chodesh is part of a calendrical cheshbon. It's not made al pi declaration. Be'etzem it shaykh without. Now, that being said, the calendrical Mitzius is that Rosh Chodesh is either the 30th or the 31st, because the Chodesh HaLevon is 29 and a half days. So for that, for it to be specifically the 30th, you would need Bezin to decide. If Bezin decides, they'll have to be Mekadosh B'Amira. He holds the Din of Amira, but he doesn't hold that it's intrinsic to the process. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds it's not part of the process. Maybe they did it, but it was certainly not necessary. It wasn't Ma'akiv. The Tanakhama holds that there is no Rosh Chodesh without a declaration Ayideh the Bezdin. Ayideh the Rosh Bezdin saying Mekudosh. Ad Kedei Kach, the Ritva says that if we wouldn't have the Hiskachus of the Rosh Bezdin, or let's say Behil Nasiya 1500 years in advance, we wouldn't have Yom Tovim. We simply would not have a Metzius in Halakha called Days of the Month. We wouldn't have Yom Tovim, there would be no calendar. There would be no Yiddishkeit. So it's based only on Bezdin. Atem. You have to declare it. The Blazer Reb Shimon holds it's not intrinsic that it has to be Ato, but if it's a decision of the Bezdin to be Mekadosh the 30th and not the 31st, then it does have to be done on the day of the Bezdin. And Blazer Reb Shimon holds no, that the Bezdin being Mekadosh is the decision making, but the verbal declaration, that's not Ma'akiv. Mishnah Ches. Tumus Tzurois Levonois Hoyloi L'Ram Gamliel B'Tavlo B'Koyso Baliosoi. We're going to see now that the din of the Reish Bez Noemer Mekudish was not only Punk, that's the one who made the decision, but Rav Gamliel was the central player in the whole process of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's going to be the theme of the next few Mishnayis. The Koyach of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is perhaps the biggest example, the biggest declaration of Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, Chachmei HaTorah, was given over to the Nosi, was given over to the head of the Sanhedrin. He controls the Metzius of Kedusha Sazmanim. He controls all of Yiddishkeit. Because we all know, without Yom Tovim, without the Kedusha Sazmanim, there is no Yiddishkeit. So Rav Gamliel had, and this is not Rav Gamliel HaZokin that made the Takon a few Mishnayos ago, this is Rav Gamliel of after the Churban HaBayis. In Yavne, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, there's no Yerushalayim, there's no Har HaBayis, but the authority of Kedusha Sazmanim, of Teresh Baal Peh, of Chachmei HaTorah, of Rav Gamliel, stands supreme. He had Dmuyos of Levonos, of different moons, Bitavla on, I don't know what it was made out of exactly, but it was on some type of chart, Ubekoisel Baliosoi. He had his office, so to speak. And on the walls, over there, he had these pictures. Shebehen Maras Adyotis Vaimeh. People that were unlettered, Pashta people came in from the fields, and they were made, so he would use that. He's going to start asking them which angle, the north, the south, they don't know what they're looking at. But you could ask them and say, did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see it like that? Did you see it like that? And he would point to different dmuyos. Shebehen maras ha'adyotis v'oimer, ha'kazer re'isoy kazer. Did you see like this or like that? Maise shebo shnayim v'omru. Two Edom came, they say, Re'inu Shachris b'Mizrach v'Arvis b'Marav. We saw the Levana. We saw the setting of the Levana the previous day. B'Mizrach. Correct that, not the setting of the Levana. We saw the Levana, the end of, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We saw, we'll see B'Hemshech that L'Chay was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We saw the previous Elul's Levana last Shachris b'Mizrach, and now we're seeing the Moila, the new month, the new Levana of Tishrei, Arvis b'Mayriv. Now the Shachris b'Mizrach doesn't shtim at the end of the month, Lefi the Cheshbonis. Only the Arvis b'Mayriv shtims. And the assumption was that the Edim that saw what they saw b'Shachris, they saw either some type of light refracted, it was a mistake. But the Arvis B'Mayriv, there's no reason to dispute, and that was assumed to be accurate. What the Gemara explains over here, the Rav brings it, it's a whole brice over here, what exactly, because there was a Machlokes there. Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Ede Shekem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who was one of the Gedolei Ador, here you see which door he belonged to. He was from the door of Rav Gamliel in the door immediately after Churban HaBayis, in the Tkufa of Yavne. And then the next Mishnah says, Kishaboli Yavne Kiblon Rav Gamliel. Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri heard what the Edom have to say, and he said, Sheker. When they came to Yavne, Rav Gamliel was Mekabel the Edom. What was exactly the dispute? So the Brice over here speaks out, the Cheshbonis were that the assumption was that the Shachris B'Mizrach didn't make sense. The Arvis B'Marav, there was no reason to dispute. But from when they said they saw it, Lefi, Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri's calendrical Cheshbonis, it didn't make sense. It was too quick after when the astronomical, mathematical cheshbon of the moment of the Moilad was. Remember, the Moilad Batsim is a mathematical formula, and every month it's the same amount of time to when the beginning of the lunar month is. It's always 29 days, 12 hours. It's actually more than 29 and a half days. We keep on saying 29 and a half days, and it's another 44 minutes with a few seconds. So they had exactly cheshbonis, and lefi their cheshbonis, it shouldn't have been nearer that quickly, b'mayruf. They asked Edom what time they saw. Rabban Gamliel said that he has a Kabbalah going back Mibes Aviava from Hillel HaZaken, that it could be sometimes, depending on the refraction of the light, the angle of the moon could be such that sometimes you'll see it quicker and sometimes you'll see it in less time. And this was obviously a quicker Re'iyah. He had no reason to dispute that was the Re'iyah. Made sense that Rosh Chodesh was that day. He considered it a Re'iyah. So when these Eidim got to Yavne, Kimlan Rabban Gamliel. Now the Pashtus is what happened was over here, that the Eidim first spoke it over with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Remember that the Tanoim, even if they were part of the Bezna Godl in Yavne, but their natural place wasn't all in Yavne. Even in the Tkufa of Yavne, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer, G'deli HaTanoim, G'deli Tamid Rabbi Yochanan Zakai, had yeshiva in Lud. Rabbi Kiva had yeshiva in Bnei Brak. They came to Yavne together to sit in the yeshivas of the Sanhedrin HaGodl to be done on Sveikis, to be done on Takonis, to be done on whatever was necessary for Klal Yisrael at that time. But that wasn't their place. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in their place. He said, Eidei Sheker. They continued on to Yavne. Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel. Now we have a similar story. Another two doesn't mean necessarily that it was the same month. It means that it was the same idea, the same type of story. V'omru re'inu bismanoi, we saw it on the 30th. Ubeleli buroi, iburoi is if the chodesh is a chodesh muberes, that means that the month was 30, not 29. So they saw it on the night of the 31st. Loinira, v'kibbalo Rabban Gamliel. Now, l'chad, this is an impossibility. Rabban Gamliel was moided that this is an impossibility. It's not possible that the moon has less of an angle to be seen on the 31st. Obviously, you'll have to say that both days were clear. Wasn't because of clouds or rain. So it would have made sense to see. And Rabban Gamliel was willing to say, vice versa, there was some clouds there or something. That's the reason why they didn't see it. But if they said they saw it on the 30th, we'll be mekabel that that's Eidus. That the 30th, we'll consider that proper Eidus. Omar Reb Doisa ben Hirkinis. Reb Doisa ben Hirkinis, again, they came, they spoke it over to Reb Doisa ben Hirkinis. He was also one of the G'dayle Oisei Dor. And he said, Eidei Sheker hein. How could it be you made on the Isha that she has a child? The next day you say that she's still expecting. It's an expression of Chazal. How could you say on the 30th day that the Levona was already born, so to speak? The 31st, she's still expecting. The Levona is still waiting to show up. I agree with you. Now the exact pshat, what happened over here, is the subject of a major machlokes rishonim. The Rambam reads the Mishnah, says that the Eidim said Reinu Bismanoi, and they themselves said Beleli Buri Lainira. So they're standing there on the 31st, they come to say Eidus in Bezdin, they say on the 30th we saw, the 31st we didn't see. Rambam Gamliel is willing to say that since you said you saw it on the 30th, so we're going to be Mekadosh to Chodesh. Now this is a Pella. Because this means that the Eidim are here on the 31st, and the Rambam holds that when Rabban Gamliel is Mekabel that they saw it on the 30th, he could be Mekadish the Chodesh on the 31st, Lemafreya on the 30th. Most of the Rishonim reject this B'shtei Yodayim. They hold Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim. They hold that the only way to be Mekadish the 30th is only B'shtei on the 30th. And l'chertz the pashtus of the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah says, lo hispiku, the Bezdin didn't have a chance to be Mekadish until it was too late, so then they can't be Mekadish. What do you mean, what's the big deal? Do it the next day, l'mafre, retroactively. L'chertz, the pashtus would be that you can't do it retroactively. So this is the way all the Rishonim hold. The Rambam, and it's chiddush that the Rav brings the Mishnah like the Pshat of the Rambam, it's a tremendous chiddush. That the pshat is that this that it says ubelel ibura loy nira is from the words of the Eidim. They were standing on the 31st day, and that's when Rabban Gamliel was mekabel u'mekadosh. According to the other Rishonim, we have to read the Mishnah a little bit differently. Tesyamta speaks it out. Reinu bismanoi is what the Eidim just came. They came, they saw the 30th. They came, they said, we saw the Levona. Rabban Gamliel was mekadosh mekudosh v'chala oinin achrav mekudosh mekudosh. Came the night of the 31st, all the Klal Yisrael is looking up at the sky, nothing garnished, there's no Levona. So that proves that the Eidim that said that they saw last night were lying. The Mishnah of Beleli Bura Lainira is the Mishnah talking about what happened Boisei Zman, it's not talking about the Edim, but it was Fathalim. Rav Gamliel was already Mekadosh. And that's what we're going to see. Lama Zong that Rav Gamliel was wrong, but if he was declared it to be Mekudosh, then it's Mekudosh. Rav Dais Ben Hukne says, the halacha is Edi Shekin. Rav Yeshua agrees. Mitz Hashem, the next Mishnah, we'll see the dramatic conclusion of this story.